Last week, I had one particular song sparrow in my yard that I'd not seen before all spring, and so far I haven't seen it since. I'd recognize it because this one is uniquely colored, its plumage extremely pale, but not pure white. In ornithology class in the 70s, I learned to describe this plumage condition as leucistic. When I started talking to hawk watchers in the 80s, I learned it was more properly described as dilute. Meanwhile, in ornithology in the 70s, I learned that birds with patches or almost entirely all-white plumage were partial albinos. Now, some scientists say the only proper term for any pale or white bird is also leucistic, unless you have solid proof that it produces no melanin at all. They claim the only proper use of the word albino must refer to the genetic condition. That makes leucistic a catch-all term for any bird with any low amount of melanin. I'm not an authority on many ornithological issues. I just try to translate what scientists have agreed on, but in this case, they haven't really settled on proper terminology, even as some have become extremely prescriptive. In my opinion, the words people use, especially words that had a long-standing history of usage since long before anyone had a clue about genetic underpinnings, should not be retroactively redefined. New information should lead to a more precise but new word, not appropriation of a word that was already perfectly useful with a well-known meaning. David Sibley was dealing with these same nomenclature rules when he wrote a 2011 entry in his blog. He wrote, "The term leucistic has a confused history. In the introductions of the Sibley guides, I said the term leucistic is synonymous with dilute plumage. That usage was fairly common among birders at the time, and I was unaware that it contradicted several scholarly publications which define leucistic as the total lack of melanin from some or all feathers, what I called partial albino in the guides." It does make sense to distinguish birds that are unable to deposit melanin, my partial albino, they're leucistic, from birds that are able to deposit melanin but only in low concentrations, my leucistic, they're dilute. Below, I've used the term leucistic, not partial albino, for birds which cannot deposit melanin, which helps to distinguish these birds from the narrowly defined true albino and allows use of the term partial albino as a general category for any bird showing any form of reduced melanin. These terms should be corrected in the introduction of the Sibley guides." End quote. Unfortunately for me, David Sibley's use of partial albino as the catch-all for pale or patchy white birds seems just as confusing as leucistic is. So I'm giving up on both terms altogether. From now on, I'm calling the condition my song sparrow has unusually pale plumage. I'll call what I originally learned as partial albinism patchy white plumage. And oddly enough, even though both terms sound less scientific, they'll have a more obvious and precise meaning than leucistic or partial albino as they're currently used. Regardless, a rose is a rose is a rose, and any bird with unusual plumage still looks as sweet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.